This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Hi guys, welcome back to Teddy Teapot this week. I am so excited. I have Shayna Taylor coming on with me. She's going to talk to us about her new CBD line, which I really know nothing about CBD, so I'm super excited. It's called bottleandstone.us. You can learn more about it there. And I'm going to be grilling her with lots of questions because the one experience I have with any type of CBD is kind of hilarious. So I'm going to talk to her about that as well. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you. Got to get to meet you, obviously, and then educate you guys a little bit on CBD.
I love it. So I just have to start with telling you our story because I was talking to my husband about you coming on today. And I'm like, I need to talk to her because I don't even know the difference really between the CBD and the CBD and the THC. Like I know, but I don't really know because I had a girlfriend come over right after they like legalized it. And she brought like a dosist pen, like called Calm or something like that. And I'm a paranoid person in general. So I was like, no, I'm good. I'm whatever. And my husband tried it, but he like tried a bunch of it. Because it had THC in it, not just CBD. And then he thought he was dying. He's like, take me to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not taking you to the hospital. You're fine. Get in the shower. Figure it out. It's your fault.
Cold water.
I'm like, didn't you feel the buzz? It's supposed to buzz when you stop. And he's like, yeah, but I did it a couple times. I'm like, well, then you're just an idiot. I can't be bothered with taking you to the hospital right now. I'm trying to watch a TV show. So since then, I haven't like really tried or learned much more about it, even though I want to, because I really struggle with anxiety.
Okay.
So I've heard it as a game changer, but I don't even know how to start, how to know what's right for you, how to not think that you're like dying and need to go to the hospital.
Okay. So this is the easiest way that I can put it. So THC gets you high, which is marijuana plant, there's the hemp plant and the marijuana plant. You can see CBD from a marijuana plant, but it's mostly THC. So it's significantly less CBD into that specific plant. Then there's the hemp plant, which has a small amount of THC, but mostly CBD. So since we're a CBD brand, we use only hemp plants because you get more CBD, obviously, from the hemp plant. So our CBD company has 0.3% THC in the entire bottle. So you can drink it and it will never make you feel like you're going to be high or whatsoever. It's like minimal amounts. And the only reason why we keep the minimal amount is because we're a full spectrum CBD, which means we use the entire plant, the flower, the stems, everything. So you get the most benefit from all the terpenes terpenes is for flavor, but all the cannabinoids and different things that you ingest. So you get all the stuff for anxiety, for sleep, for pain. I think that's the hardest thing that people can't figure out is that like forever we thought that this plant that looks like marijuana is just marijuana and everything gets you high that's related to it. And so when CBD came out, everyone was like, well, does it get you high? I don't know. How is it different? It looks exactly the same. And they technically are like sister plants, but they're just, they grow way higher in CBD for hemp and then higher at THC for marijuana plant. So that's like strictly the difference. So dosist pens use both strands. So they do CBD with THC. So they'll do like a pen 1-to-1. So it's equal parts, but it's still a lot of THC. Then they'll do like 4-to-1. So it's like 4 times THC to 1 part CBD. So it's like their concept is great because, you know, you're still getting the benefits of CBD, but like you're also for people who love marijuana, it still gets you high. So it's like, it's basically making marijuana a little bit more beneficial to other things than just being like strictly one, if that makes sense.
That makes it, my husband's actually eavesdropping right now. Do you hear the difference, babe? Like that is, you're not supposed to take multiple if it has THC. He's trying to get enough to relax. Well, yeah, relax at him right now. How did you get started with all of this?
So it's a funny story. So I have my wellness blog. It's called Shayna's Kitchen. So I was a chef, organic chef, personal chef for a lot of people. And then went to like Strictly clients. Then I kind of graduated and didn't want to do at home work because it takes up your entire life. And I started focused mainly on the blog. And so I did holistic nutrition and all these things because I truly believe that you can heal your body through food and like really taking care of yourself. So I get so many different questions about health issues and the natural thing that I could recommend to them to help them, because no one really wants to take narcotics or prescriptions when you're like trying to live a healthier lifestyle. And three of the top things that I would get is, you know, pain, arthritis pain or whatever it is for muscle joints, all that kind of stuff, sleep problems, and then anxiety issues. And when CBD started to get popular, there was so many studies and different things that were saying that like these were the three main things that it helps the most with, and inflammation in the body and like all these important things to, you know, feeling and not chronic pain. And for me, I started using it for myself because I have a really bad scoliosis and I have a horrific pinched nerve that decided to show up like a year and a half ago. And so when you live with that chronic pain, you're trying to find a natural remedy, because especially for me, because I don't try to take Advil, I don't take any of those things. And so CBD really helped me. But the issue that I was having was finding good quality CBD that I could recommend, use for myself and recommend to other people. Because if you start digging into different companies, they don't know where their hemp's coming from. They're using a manufacturer that three other companies are using. They're only really jumping on the bandwagon because it's a way to make a quick dollar instead of like genuinely wanting to help the community and give them a good quality product. So after doing so much searching and I just couldn't find one that I liked, I just was like, F it, I'm just going to start my own, because I want to use it. I want to be able to recommend it to all my followers that like need health, all these health benefits and things that they don't want to take narcotics, like live a healthier lifestyle. And so I dove into trying to find a CBD like manufacturer. I talked to probably six manufacturers. Not one of them could even tell me that they went to where they get their hemp, like grow their hemp and where they buy it from once. Not anybody. So there's zero quality control. No one could give me an answer on like, well, how do you know if it's good quality? Like, have you ever been there? Like, nobody could give me any answers. And I'm like, well, how am I going to sell a product and say that it's trustworthy if you can't give me an answer if it's actually trustworthy or not? Oh, well, we just know. No, you don't just know. You have to physically see it. Like, anyone could lie to you in a world of like wild, wild west where there's like not that many regulations yet. So long story short, I ended up just being like, I don't know how I'm going to find this, but I just need my own farm, because that's the only way that I'm going to understand like, this is where the plants are coming from. This is how they're grown. This is how they're taken care of. And then be able to actually promise somebody that like, okay, I know head to toe that this is good. And I know it's like a scary new thing that people are like, well, I don't know, it's weird, that I could give them that they could trust. So I don't know how, manifestation at its finest, I found these two farmers that were farming hemp, and we became partners. And they are based in Vermont and they're incredible. And I love them. And we're on the same everything. They're certified organic. We're turning it into biodynamic. They care so much for their plants. They have like a woman full time that sits and talks to the plants all day and like, you know, a total hippie, but I just love it so much. I'm like, this is how it should be. It's a sacred plant essentially that's changing so many people's lives for a natural way. And so Bottle and Stone came about. It took forever, but we found all we needed was a good quality hemp, and it was so hard to find. So it was like eureka when I finally found and became partners with these farmers. And now, you know, So that's Bottle and Stone. And the first line that we decided to come out with was tinctures, since that's the most like known thing in the hemp world that people are taking for health benefits. So it's a simple dropper that you put under your tongue, you sit for 30 minutes and you swallow it. And that's so you get it ingested. So it's good for pain, for sleep, for anxiety, especially like anxiety, you would have to take it as an ingestible instead of a topical for like if you were looking for pain in a specific area.
And if once you take it, do you have to repeatedly take it, or could you take it one day and then you have a break? Or
you can take, like, I take it, like, sometimes I take it for 2 weeks straight. Sometimes I won't take it for 3 days. Sometimes there's not really a right thing to do it. Like, for instance, for you, if you wanted to take it for anxiety, whenever you started to feel like that anxiousness, you would take a dropper or take two droppers, whatever you felt like worked for you. And then you would take it kind of as needed. Or if you were, you know, taking it for sleep, for instance, you would take it 20 minutes before bed every night if you had sleep problems. I mean, obviously, the more consistent you take it, the better it is to help you get on that like regimented cycle. But there's not like, it's not one of, like, it's not like a prescription where you'd be like, take twice a day, you know, whatever. It's just kind of, you can totally take it as a health lifestyle and take one in the morning, one at night, or one in the morning, afternoon, and night. There's no real like wrong, to be honest. And like, I travel with mine. So, you know, obviously different time zones is tough sometimes when you like can't get on the new time zone that you try to sleep in. I'll always take CBD traveling with me because it helps a lot get to sleep on those, in those times.
And then what, how long does it take to actually start working? So let's say I do, I'm feel like today I feel anxious because the show always airs, you know, on Wednesday. So I'm just a little bit more revved up on those days. So like running helps me, but it still doesn't fully like take the edge off. How long would it take to kind of kick in? And do you feel like a noticeable difference, or is it just, you just realize, wow, I'm just a little less anxious. Like
how I like to explain it is like Advil. When you take Advil and you have pain, you notice that the pain goes away. But if you were to take Advil and you didn't have pain, you wouldn't really notice if it made a difference, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same way. If you take CBD and you don't have pain, you won't really know a difference, but like, you know, nothing changes of your body. It's not like you took something and you're like, whoa, I feel different. It's if you have anxiety and you feel that edge, the whole trick is when you put it under your tongue and you hold it on your left side, it goes straight into that bloodstream, and that there's like a, whatever you call it, that basically absorbs into it quicker. So that it happens within like 10, 20 minutes. So that's kind of the trick. So it's the same as like, if you were to take a, you know, quick gel absorbed capsule, it takes about 20 minutes to get into your bloodstream and then starting to pump through your blood. Right. So the trick is under the tongue, it happens a bit quicker. And so it's a more beneficial way of taking it. So it would be like 10, 20 minutes maximum before you would start to feel a difference. And what's funny is you won't, it's not like you would all of a sudden be like, oh, whoa, I felt that. You just will forget that you had that like anxiety feeling. And then you would remember that you kind of had that. And then you'd be like, oh, whoa, it did help. That's so great.
And does it have a specific taste or smell?
So we did three different kinds. We did a natural. So it's not, some natural hemp companies, they taste horrific. Ours actually tastes pretty good. We did a CO2 extraction, which helps with the flavor a lot. So we have a natural flavor. We have a mint spray. So, I'm not a gum chewer. I think that it makes you look like a cow in like a business sense. So it's like cute when you're like,
I'm glad I just spit mine out.
I'm gonna be like, hey, you should try our mint spray. I'm just kidding. So we have a mint spray that's like super strong. So if you were in a meeting or you just like, we're about to go in to talk to somebody, you know, you do a couple sprays under your tongue and, it's refreshing in your mouth. So you don't even really taste the hemp. It's just basically mint. And it's sweetened with the monk fruit, which is obviously like a very healthy non-sugar sweetener. And then we have cinnamon flavor, which is my personal favorite, like favorite one, which is I love cinnamon flavor. And it's just kind of like a, as if you ate a cinnamon something.
And it's something that you said that kind of just triggered me when you said, you know, when you go to talk to somebody, do you notice like, it helps with, you know, if you have to go up and give a speech or if you have an important meeting or any of those types of things. I've heard it helps almost with like an ADD type of thing as well too. Is that true?
Yes. So for me, you know, I started speaking on panels and stuff now, for like wellness and whatever. And like at the CBD big conventions, and I have like, I had the worst stage fright as a kid. You could not get me on a stage to do anything. I was frightened. And so now as an adult, obviously it's a little bit better, the more confident you become in yourself and the information obviously that you're telling people, but I still get so nervous, so, so, so nervous. And same, I used to model as well. And like I just recently last summer, I walked on a runway in New York and I was so nervous because I hadn't modeled in years. So I was like, and it helped so much. It just like takes that whole, like when you start sweating and you're like, you know, like all that anxiety feeling, it literally cuts it probably 75%, if not more, depending on how obviously extreme it is. But it's good.
That's really good to know, because like sometimes if there's, you know, like if I do a night show or whatever and they're like, do you want a drink? The problem is sometimes if you have like a glass of wine, then you're not as on point. You lose your train of thought. And so I get nervous when I do like nighttime press and I were to have a drink, because then I'm like, I may be like loopy. So it never gives you any of that.
Never. I've never had it. And I take a significant, like we sell 300 milligram, 600 milligram, and then the mint spray is 250 because we wanted to do it a little bit lower. So it's actually only 6 milligrams per 6 sprays. So it's, I didn't want to put too much. So if you felt like you wanted to spray mint spray in your mouth like 100 times a day, you didn't feel like you were overdoing it. But like for me, I even take we'll put out eventually a higher milligram above 600. And because I've been taking it for so many years, I take that milligram now because and sometimes like I'll take some like when I'm going there because I'm nervous about going there. And I'll take one when I get there. And then I'll be like, okay, this is cool. You like meeting people. And then before I go on, just to make sure, I'll take one more tincture. And then it like I'll literally sit there and have zero issue. I mean, of course, anytime you're about to start something, you always have that like initial, like it just needs to start and then I'm okay.
Yeah.
But if it's like you're there and it starts, then it's like smooth sailing. I never lose train of thought. It's never like I'm like trying to pick up my words or like I feel like I'm, you know, in a space where I'm not quick, because the last thing you want when you're doing a speech or talking to somebody or on television is to not be able to pull up your what you're talking about. You'd be like, took too much CBD.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody who's kind of nervous to take it or have never tried it? Like, what's the best way to start?
So we recommend that you just start with a lower milligram. You can do the 250 or you can try the 300 or you can do both and kind of, you know, see how it goes. We just always recommend starting smaller and just kind of feeling it out for yourself. And if you feel like you're like, oh, well, I kind of, you know, felt a difference, but I think I could take a little bit more. Then we recommend doing 600. Some people, I mean, I'm not like a doctor, so I can't really like say this is what's perfect for you, but I recommend like someone like me who has chronic pain, I just skip and went up to the 600 milligram because chronic pain is obviously a little bit more extreme. Or like someone like you who has like, you know, real anxiety, I would just recommend starting with 600 and you can always start with half a dropper and, you know, move up from there. And then you just kind of like feel it out.
So I have a question. So like for me, I have, you know, I said I had anxiety, but sometimes what happens is when my anxiety is really bad, I start to get neck pain, but it's like, I don't actually have an injury. It's just like, it feels almost like a pinched nerve. So would you recommend like a tincture for that or like a lotion or a rub?
Both. So tincture for sure, because that helps with anxiety. And then it does help with inflammation in the body. So it will help relieve some of that. Like I do the same thing. I have the most stress in my neck because I hold all my stress here. Like, yeah. Really like this. And you don't realize it. It's just like a tick that your body has. When you're stressed, you just start to like hold your muscles like a robot. But I do recommend like creams are amazing. We don't have a cream yet, but we'll be releasing a cream hopefully in the summertime. So it'll be a 1,000 milligram, topical balm, which is, will be all for like targeted areas. And I honestly do in the future, we don't have a plan right now, want to make just like a huge tub of it, because rubbing CBD all over your body and then you like go to bed is like, it's like you're, I don't even know how to explain it. You're just like, my body feels great. You know?
I have gone to a spa. They have one in Beverly Hills. I think it's Pellicure or something. And you go and they put you in like it's like a scrub or something, like a CBD scrub. And then you take a bath. And my body felt amazing afterwards.
Your body's so, thanks. It's so nice.
And especially if you're super active. Like I do a lot of running. I'm super active. And I'm not the world's best at like taking the time to stretch properly all the time. But does it show up in any sort of like drug test or anything like that?
So this is a tricky question. We actually were just talking about this the other day. So technically, so if it's a cheap drug test, like the cheapest whatever that like college kids have to take or something, technically it would, because it doesn't know the difference between a cannabinoid and a THC. So even if you were to have like, unfortunately, yes, it might, there's a possibility it would test positive. For an extensive, like for medical industry, people who like take a proper drug test, they would show the difference of what it is. So it's like, it would show up, but it would show up as a cannabinoid instead of like marijuana. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. So for you, when it comes to any sort of your chronic pain or anxiety or any of those types of things, what are some other tools that you use in addition to the CBD?
It's a really great question. So breathing exercises are by far the best secondary to CBD. I actually just did this video on my Instagram that I learned in India of a breathing technique that calms your entire nervous system. And it's literally this technique where you put your index finger or your ring finger on your nose and then your thumb on your other nostril. So it's like here and here with your fingertips on your forehead. And you breathe, like you close your eyes and you breathe in through one nostril, close that nostril, breathe out to the other nostril, breathe in through that same one, close it, breathe out. You can do it anywhere and all you need is one hand. And you do it for like as long as you want. You do 15 breaths, 30 breaths, as long as you feel. It's insane how it will relax you. It like you're in, you feel like you just, you don't know what you just did. You're just like, whoa.
I think I just saw Giselle posted this.
She did post that.
Okay, because I was like looking at it, I'm like, I need to try that. But I'm like such that person that I'm like, I need to try it. And then I forget. And then now you've said it. And I'm like, oh, wow.
She did post that. That's right. Yeah, she just, in India, they teach you, because I went to this this hotel called Ananda in Rishikesh. And it's like a yoga, it got famous because I guess Oprah went there. But that's what I wanted to do for my birthday last year. So I went for my birthday by myself and tried to learn how to do different meditations because I had a really hard time meditating. It's like I have, like being an entrepreneur, I'm sure as you know this, you just, as soon as you sit to take a second, you just think about everything else that you could be doing besides sitting for a second. Mm-hmm. And so I had such a hard time being like, I just want to meditate to calm my mind. I'm such a like calm person, but I just feel like, it's almost like I felt guilty for sitting. So in India, they teach you just these simple things that really help. And for instance, like this breathing exercise, you don't think about anything else because all you're thinking about is making sure you do the breathing technique. Right? You know?
How long do you do it every day?
Not every day. I should do it every day. But like they say it's really good to do it first thing in the morning, like when you know, you stretch for whatever 5 minutes. Like I try to do somewhat of stretching in the morning because otherwise my pinched nerve is like killing me my midday. And then before bed, like you could literally sit up in bed and just like for 5 minutes, sit there and do it. And it's incredible how much it just like your entire nervous system calms down.
I may need you to like send me a tutorial and I'll post it for people that watch Teddy Teapot so that they know what to do. And honestly, I need like a step-by-step. I am, even with my son, I go on the Headspace app, which is like a meditation app. Yeah. And it looks so chill and relaxed and he's like taking it all in and I'm sitting there like a ball of nerves.
Yeah. I haven't been able to use any of the apps either. I don't know. I just like can't, I'm the same. I think because I'm such a doer, like I don't sit at home either. Like everyone's, I literally don't, it's horrible. I'm like, I need to sit down and put my legs up the wall because I've been standing all day. Like if I'm not cooking, I'm cleaning. If I'm not doing laundry, I'm like organizing something. Then I'm like getting into the pantry cabinets and I'm like, what are you doing? Just sit down. Like,
I know. I think that's all. So what is your quarantine setup right now? Like what, talk us through that.
Quarantine setup, like routine.
Yeah.
So my routine, so I used to work out like 5 days a week. I've now gotten probably, I get like 3-4-ish now. Just because it's just hard to get motivated sometimes. If I don't get it done, like before it was in my schedule every single day in the morning, because if I didn't get it done in the morning, it wouldn't happen. And now that I don't have that in my schedule because I'm not going to the gym, I'm like, you know, I get it done sometimes. But I typically wake up, I do lemon water in the morning, which is really good for detoxing. I take my greens every morning, which is really good for keeping the body alkaline, which is really important to do when you're in a time like this where like immune system is so important to keep it like at its highest level.
Which greens do you recommend?
I think these are the best by far. They're called Alkamind. The website's called getoffyouracid.com. This doctor, it's genius. This doctor, his name's Dr. Joffrey. He's one of the sweetest people on the planet. I know him from New York. I'm trying to get him to move to LA. And he's like, cares so much. And he actually, the reason why he came up with this is from his personal experience. He was a chiropractor. And then he turned into a nutritionist because his dad ended up getting diagnosed with cancer and he had 4 months to live. And so he became obsessed with all these things that he had learned to keep his dad, his body alkaline, looking at his blood every day on a thing, like having him take all these minerals. And his dad lived 4 years longer. And so he took all that he, you know, applied from this experience. And now he's on all these board for cancer and stuff, and now sells these products. And it changed my life. Like I went to him for my back pain, obviously. And then I was having really bad stomach issues, like leaky gut problems, like horrific leaky gut. And it was causing like bad cystic acne. And I couldn't figure out what was causing it. And I was like, I'm so healthy. What the F is going on? And so it was all stemming from my gut. It was all from leaky gut. So, and it was from eating bad as a kid. And then, you know, as a chef, like I eat really healthy, but there's still times I like to cheat and eat meals on, you know, at restaurants. And like, I'm a human being, you know, no one's perfect. And so he taught me and got me on this leaky gut protocol, on these greens, on these minerals. And like, I used to eat an apple and my stomach would be like, not cute. And ever since I've been taking these, I also couldn't go to the bathroom regularly. Like I was lucky if I went every day. It was not like I hated it. And ever since I've been taking these greens, and obviously a pre and probiotic is really important too, the blend of both, not just one. It changed everything. Like I have so much more energy. My brain fog isn't as bad. I actually go to the restroom and then I don't get bloated in 2 seconds if I eat something.
Well, you've convinced me to try.
And I love, this is why I like love what I do. Cause it helped. Like I struggle so much and I'm my own guinea pig essentially. Like everything that I learn is because I've had so many health issues and problems and acne and scoliosis and this, that like I've been trial and error for so long to try to figure out what helps me. And so I get so excited when I like find out something that helped me because it might help, you know, 1 to 100,000 people, that are like me, because everyone has their health issues, you know?
And I think it's so important that you're your own advocate and figuring out what works for you, because so oftentimes everyone's telling you what to do and you're not actually figuring out what makes you feel better. And that for me, I struggled with for a lot of years. I'd be like, well, this is what works for so-and-so. But I'm not actually doing the research, or I'm not actually trying the things and listening to my body. So, I mean, I think that's, a big question that I get is like, what do you do to feel your best? And for me, it's like, I really started listening to my body.
So important. It's like no better advice than like literally just being in tune with yourself. And if you eat something and your stomach feels off, write it down. Probably have an allergy to it or an intolerance to it. If you eat something and you felt great and you feel like you digested it, write it down. Remember, it's trial and error. You know, you don't have to go to these best doctors and get all these best tests to know. Your body's going to tell you what it needs and what it doesn't. And that's like one of the best advices I tell everyone too. It's like, just learn how to be in tune.
Yeah. And then you end up knowing so much more about yourself. You end up feeling better, and then you're able to accomplish so much more, because we're not, our primary focus isn't, I feel so bloated or I feel disgusted. Like for me, it's like, I know I have anxiety. I know that going for a run or a walk outside or whatever it may be is going to make that feel better, instead of thinking, well, I wonder what will make me feel better, and getting stuck in that hole of just like, I can't get out of this.
Right.
Since you are a chef, for anybody listening, what would you say is like one or two of your quick, easy meals that they could make at home right now for them, for their family or themselves? Like, what are your go-tos?
That's such a great question, because it kind of depends on the family and like who you're cooking with, because there's just so many different circumstances. Like I know I used to cook for kids, and that's a whole other situation in itself. So my go-to, which sounds so basic because I feel like everyone says this, but like soups and salads, even though they're like, seem like the most basic things to make, you can do so many different versions and they can be so good as long as you have herbs and spices. And like, there's like, I was explaining yesterday when I did this IGTV, like I've been doing just finely chopped salads, because I just love them when they're like super chopped. And I've been doing collard green, kale, spinach, Swiss chard. I've been using all of the greens. I haven't just been using kale. I haven't just been using spinach. I've been like mixing everything up. Then I like put jicama on a salad the other day, threw in some toasted nuts. And then I did some different dressing where I did like kind of a Turkish style. So I did lemon olive oil, kind of the basics. And then I did allspice and like cinnamon, and did like some different spices in there. And it was like one of the best salads I ever made. And I was like, you would not think that that would taste good, but it was incredible. Like all my girlfriends were like, this is the what? Like, best salad I ever had. And you just put like, I mean, putting tarragon, basil, and dill in a salad is like my three favorite herbs to use. And it just makes it so flavorful. And also too, like sauteing kale for 2 seconds before you put it in your salad is a game changer for digestion too. And like, it's just
it tastes so much better as well.
Tastes so much. No one likes chunky pieces of large kale that you can't eat. It's just
like, you can't process.
No.
And it's so interesting that you said soup, because I soup like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Love it so
much. I love it. I, you know, for me, my lightest meal of the day is always dinner. I sleep better. And there are so many delicious soups, and it's so easy to find recipes that can last you the week. And you're able to do a soup and something additional for your kids, and then they're happy.
Totally. And you can freeze soup. You can make a huge batch and freeze it. And then another tip that I've been doing, which changes soups totally, is when I feel like we've all been buying more vegetables than we typically would, because we don't have to go to a grocery store every 3 days. And if you don't get around to it and it starts to wilt, throw it in a big pot, put a bunch of water in there and let it simmer all day. And then you have this amazing broth that you could use for your soups. And like, again, it could be frozen. So you can make a huge batch, use it for the next, 4 or 5 days. Whatever you don't use, pop in the freezer, and then use it again later. And it's a game changer, because then you're not buying store-bought, which is expensive. And then typically store-bought has a lot of salt, so you have to try and find the no salt version. And then, it just kind of, it's more at-home things that are so easy to do. And then you don't waste these vegetables that you're like sad to throw away if they don't get used.
I know, that's a good, I actually need to do that tonight, because we're getting to that point where it's like, all right, it's time. And who are you quarantining or staying home with right now?
So I have, actually one of my girlfriends is finally leaving today. She's going back home. I have my girlfriend Kenzie, who's been my best friend since we were kids. And then another girlfriend, Claire, who's a yoga teacher. Kenzie's a social media manager, but also a personal trainer. So it's nice because I have yoga and a personal trainer here. And then I also have my assistant quarantined with me.
I love it.
Yeah, who's sitting across the table right now. She was staying at my house because she always, when I'm not home, when we travel, she typically stays at my home just to make sure everything's like okay. And, she was actually in between moving and looking for a place. So she was like at her parents' house and waiting to like find a new home. And then quarantine happened. And then her family was like feeling sick. So she was like, I was like, no, you can't leave.
You have to be here. Well, I was wondering if you were quarantining with Ryan, because I'm with my husband, and he is one, like the loudest talker. And like when there's double Zooms going on, and it's like completely
I go back and forth. Like Ryan, of course, and I are quarantined together, but he's at his house in Beverly Hills. And so on the weekend, like Thursday to Sundays, I most of the time spend with Ryan. But like right now he's having to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to do Live with Kelly and Ryan to air it at 9, on the East Coast.
Oh, right.
And he's, they're doing tapes. Now he's doing Idol, and then he's doing, so it's like for me to be at the house on Monday through Wednesday, basically Thursday, it's like, I don't see him.
I mean, that's truly, I totally feel you, because between, I have all my Housewives press and podcasts, and now they're doing all of the talk shows from Zoom. So like, I did The Real and all these things. And then my husband, he's like essentially has a remote office as well. And our kids are on Zooms, like doing their call. Like,
there's just so much going on. And then, like my girlfriends feel bad because when I have these Zoom calls or IGTVs, I'm like, you guys, go to your corners. And then I don't want to also, like, for Ryan's privacy, the reason why I obviously have a house down here myself is I film in this kitchen, and it's like, I don't want to film in his home because just for privacy reasons, and he's a very private person. So I obviously film everything here, and I'm doing recipes, and like, just, it's easier.
Yeah, no, well, it makes sense. And it's kind of smart. I tell my husband, I'm like, there's one time I'm like at 3:30 every day, we like kind of made a deal at 3:30. I need you present with our family. Like we're going to go on a, like, even though it's just around our house, but we're going to go on a little walk with the dogs. And like, that's going to be our time, because if not, I swear we get like so sucked into this like world of Zoom and talking to people, because we're like,
I was supposed to do like 7 other things, and all of a sudden the day's gone.
I know, it's weird. And how are you doing emotionally? Like, I feel like I go in waves. Like there's some days where I feel like, okay, I can do this. This is, everything's going smoothly. And there's some days I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need this. I had a dream last night that this was over, and I really need this to be over.
Ready for that. Yeah, I feel like I go through the same thing. It's been like in the beginning, it was really nice for me because before Ryan and I traveled so much. Like we were on a plane every 4 days back and forth to New York, to LA, to whatever. Like it was like, I was never, we were both never in LA because we were traveling all the time. And so for the first 4 weeks, I was like, both of us were like, this is so nice. We don't have to like get on a plane like every 4 days. And, you know, he's got IO right now. So this is like when it's the worst. He's like back and forth every single week. And it's like, it's hard for somebody. And I don't I partake in half because I'm like, I love you so much, but I can't torture myself.
Can't do that.
So I'm like, I'll be here. You just go away for a little bit and then we'll come back here. So that was like, initially I was just so thrilled to not be in a plane all the time. But now that it's been like, what are we at now? Like 6 weeks, really?
I think we're like 7 weeks. I don't know. It's the only way I do the countdown now is how many weeks of school are left.
That's a good way to do it.
I'm like, so I have 5 more weeks of this virtual schooling because I mean, that's the worst part for us.
I have a little sister too. She's with my mom and yeah, it's very interesting.
It's just a crazy time, you know?
But yeah, now I'm starting to get a little stir crazy. I mean, I was already a homebody to begin with because I love being home and I love cooking at home. So I didn't really eat out that much and stuff, but it definitely starts to wear on you. And then also like, I love my girlfriend so much, but like being quarantined when you love to be alone for weeks with like, you know, everyone's got their own personality and things that they're doing, I'm like, can't wait to have my home back now. I'm like, I love you guys, but.
Well, you start to notice things about somebody that you've like never noticed before.
Totally. 100%.
Around each other so much. I
was traveling with them before, by the way, for like 10 days. So I've been with them since like March 2nd.
Yeah, that's a long time with a friend. That's a lot. I mean, at least to a husband, I can be like, can you breathe somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're used to living with each other. Like I'm luckily not sick of Ryan because, you know, we take 2 days apart for work and then we're like, oh yay, I'm so excited to see you. But yeah, when we're not, by the way, like before this, when we were never apart for like, I don't even know how long, it's you're like, okay, you do you, boo, and I do me, and then we'll chat later.
then we'll meet back up when we're in a better place to talk.
Exactly. Oh, sure, everyone can relate to that.
I know. I feel like everybody that I talk to is like, you know, my husband does this, or my boyfriend does this, or my, you know, my roommate is making me insane.
You know, everyone's on the same page because, I mean, no matter who or what, or it doesn't exist where two people are just for some reason the most compatible people on the planet. It just doesn't. Friendship, relationship, where you like don't get irritated at least a little bit, you know? So everyone is in the same boat because we're just stuck. You can't go anywhere. You're not going to work. Like it is what it is, but it's good.
And if everybody did just get along perfectly, it would be so boring. Like what would we do? Who would we vent to? How could we have happy hour Zooms with our friends? Like we need to have those moments. Oh, like,
of course. Otherwise life would be like, hey, how are you? Good.
We'd be like robots walking around.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to talk about nothing because.
Where do people find out more information? Well, one about the CBD, but also about you and cooking and lifestyle. And I'm still going to be waiting on the breathing exercise because I need to know.
I'll do a video today of like an up close and explaining it and how to do it so that you can post it for the podcast. Cause it really is tremendous. Like I was shocked on how much just breathing like that can somehow call. And there, I know there's like a yogi science to it, which I can't explain because I can't remember, but maybe I'll Google it and send it to you. but it does just from like, anybody that I've had do it is like dumbfounded when they're like, whoa, it's like going for a run. And all of a sudden you have all these endorphins. It like makes you feel like that relax. Like, wow, I just feel so good right now. So I have Shayna's Kitchen, and the Instagram is Shayna at Shayna.kitchen, which is where I post all my recipes, and then all wellness advice, workout sometimes, skincare routines, like literally everything wellness I cover there. And then I also have a website where you can go into more depth, which is Shayna'sKitchen.com. And then I sell matcha on there. I don't know if you're a matcha drinker. Are you?
Oh, I kind of am, but I probably need to dig into more. I need more information.
Okay. We're sending you Bottle and Stone, the products, and we're also selling you matcha when it goes back in stock. We get our shipment the first week of May. Okay. I had the same issue with matcha where I loved it so much, but every product, it was all kind of like bleh. And so
that's the problem. Like you get it from Starbucks or something and it's like filled with junk, and that's why I can't do it. So it's like, I want to try one that I like, but everyone that I've tried has so many sugars and artificial stuff that I'm like, this isn't
or too bitter or chalky. Like there's weird stuff in matcha. That's another thing. I love America so much because you can build a business here from anything, but then it also comes with half of the people that go on a trend. They just put out garbage because they want to make money and it's a trend. So like, it's hard to, you know, maneuver through and try to find those brands that are like legitimately doing it because they're passionate about it and not just because they see dollar signs. So, you know, matcha was one of those industry where it was so trendy that like, there's just so much out there. And there's also like cheap stuff, which is, I'm telling you, never good. And then there's like medium, which is there's technically different grades of matcha, right? There's like the cheap, shitty stuff. And then there's like, you know, okay stuff. Then there's ceremonial grade. And then it kind of goes to like really expensive, weird. I still don't understand why it makes it more expensive than that. Like there's matcha for like $300. I'm like, what? I drink so much of that. That would be way too expensive. But anyway, so I found this incredible, incredible matcha from Japan, also organic. They don't grind the leaves until I put the order in. So it is like, couldn't be any more fresh. It doesn't sit on a shelf. It sits in the refrigerator. We recommend that when you get it as well, instead of keeping it on your countertop, you keep it in the fridge because it keeps the highest antioxidant in Corella potency, which is where you get all the benefits from. Anyway, it's vibrant green. Like that's another difference between the two. If it looks like brown at all, that's bad. If it's vibrant green, but if it's vibrant green, check the ingredient list because there is a chance that they are mixing it with like a spirulina or a chlorella that's going to make it brighter. So there's also that trick. So make sure it's just matcha green tea. And if it's vibrant and it's a decent price, it's probably good quality. But anyway, I sell that too. So that's on Shayna's Kitchen. Sorry, I'm like getting way sidetracked. And then Bottle and Stone is bottleandstone.us. And then our Instagram is just Bottle and Stone, where we post obviously about the product and then different information about our farm. And you can also see our farm there, our farmers, what we do, the plants themselves. We also have a video clip of me going during harvest and all that kind of stuff.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for telling us all about it. Guys, I am going to try all of these products and I'm going to report back as well. And you know, maybe
next time, your honest opinion too.
Maybe next time I'm on my next teapot, I'm going to be like chill, not as anxious. Maybe we'll see, or maybe they'll just take the edge off a little, but either way, I'm excited to try. And it sounds like such an amazing product. So thank you so much for filling us in. And it was so nice to meet you.
I'm excited for you to try too. And it was really nice to meet you as well. It was lovely to talk to you, which doesn't always happen.
I know, right? Well, hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapot on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.